really, really fascinating because I'm seeing some sides of my daughter that are, you know, it's really weird. I mean, I've been going through the gamut of trying everything and anything to give my little one all the support she needs in order to finish strong in school, right? I mean, this last quarter, she had 3 Fs, 2 Ds, and an A. So as a dad, I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, I've been spoiling her for what? There's 180 days in school. There's probably, give or take, 50 days left, 40 to 50 days left. And I'm saying to myself, well, most of the year, I've been spoiling her, treating her good. So I need her to focus. I need her to finish strong. So there's no fun going on here. And what I mean by that is that she can read, she can write, she can draw, but there's no electronics. There's no seeing friends. There's no going to theater shows. There's no going to theater classes. Like, all the fun that we would have all the time here has stopped simply because my rationale is, hey, if you're going to school and you still like going to school and you're goofing off, you're having a good time. Like, you're there. She reminds me of, and God bless her, she's going to listen to this when she's older. She's going to be like, oh, Dad, you're a jerk. You're traumatizing me. I'm like, no, I'm just explaining to you the journey. This is a journal. Baby girl, this is a journal to let you know how parenting works on my side, so you can see my point of view. But it was, I even forgot my train of thought, but it's just saying that, you know, the grades, my thought process is, she's getting D's and F's in school, and it's all of her classes, 5 out of 6 classes, she's failing, in my opinion. So she's having a blast in school. Why are you going to come home and continue the party? Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, you know, you have not chosen to do your part. And that's the sad part about it, because all of a sudden now she is stressed out. She's having anxiety. We had her taking some ADHD medicine that just backfired big time because she is just having these anxiety attacks of like, oh God, I got to get my shit ready. And what that means to me is that, hey, she's facing the mirror for the first time. Right? Like, as a parent that I've spoiled her, I've given everything that she wanted and always have, always will, until she doesn't do her part. And it's part of parenting, in my opinion. And I know that many parents will have a difference of opinion on this, but I believe I have 2 roles in parenting. I have to love her, which she doesn't have a deficiency of. I remind her I love her. I send her a voicemail today before she starts school. Hey, have a great day. Love you. Hope you kick tail, and I believe in you. Just give it a shot. Always try. My thing is always trying to do your part. But when you're coming home with D's and F's, that's not trying. When you're coming home and saying you don't have homework assignment, that means you're not trying. When you're not telling us that you're having a hard time in school and you don't want to come home and do schoolwork, that means you're not trying. Okay? So in my opinion, there is a level of accountability that we have to teach our child. And that's something that it breaks mama's heart, and it doesn't make her feel good, because I know that now all of a sudden my daughter doesn't want to come see me on my days. For many, many years, she was fine. Loves coming over here, loves staying here. But because the fun stopped, and you would think that if I was yelling at her, if I was beating her, if I was doing stuff that's traumatic, right? Like trauma, and it's all relative, that word, right? But traumatizing her in the sense of doing some extreme stuff. All I said was like, listen, you're not going to have any TV. You're not going to have any tablet time. You can have read all you want. You can, you know, and exercise as well. That's another thing that's with me. It's like, she doesn't want to come here. And I know why she doesn't want to come here, because she's being held accountable for her schoolwork, and she's being held accountable for her weight. Because when we're going to the doctor, and every time we go, they're telling me that the rate she's gaining weight is way faster than her height and growth. Something has to give, right? Like, you have to. And when you're doing the co-parenting dynamic, you can only control so much, right? I can't. Once my child steps out of this domain, there's nothing I can do. I can have a conversation, but I know that things are done differently on one side versus the other. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But I was explaining to this to my ex-wife that my thing is, I can't sleep at night if I'm allowing her to have fun, if I'm allowing her to eat whatever she wants, when these are things that were being addressed right now. It's kind of like you're trying to quit cigarettes and you're still giving that person a cigarette stick. Like, no, I'm trying to quit. Let me give them that, right? Like, I'll have to create an environment where she understands she has to make some changes or be more aware of her choices, right? And be able to exercise. I got a treadmill there and I want her walking for a reason. And now when she comes home, I'm going to be like, what's your schoolwork like? What did you do? What did you not do? What do you need any help with anything? Okay, great. We got all the school stuff figured out. Cool. Go ahead and walk. Great. You're going to have a meal here that is not as exciting as you like it to be, but is healthier for you. You need to have healthy options, my dear. Right. And I have to teach you that. You can't. I clean my pantry out of all cookies, of all chips, of anything, because I realized that one of my cookies, like the shit was like, I haven't been eating Oreos, and all of a sudden I open it and I'm like, oh, there's one left. I haven't eaten any of this. So I know my daughter does a lot of things in a sneaky way because she stays up at night. She'll get up at night and so on and so forth. So I just removed everything from the pantry. Now, if you want to go, you want to have some sunflower seeds, you want to have some pretzels, have at it. You want to have applesauce, great. Enjoy. Because as a parent, there's two things. I have to love her and I have to teach her. And at this stage in life, I have to teach her to be responsible and know there's consequences for her actions or inactions. And in this case in point, when you're bringing me the grades that you're bringing me, it doesn't show like you're making any effort in school. And, you know, me and mom have difference of opinions, and I understand and I respect it, because that's that mama bear button, right? That we all, when we see our child not happy, not excited, really bummed out, really stressed out, but that's life though. You know, if she's facing the reality that, hey, I've been fucking up all year, now I'm being held accountable by dad to try, to show me what I'm doing, to send the teacher this, to do, you know, to do these things. And you would think that I'm asking for a big task. And I had to talk to her about this yesterday, because let me just tell you what I've been doing. I'm changing her medication. I went ahead to the doctor. I got her ADHD medicine. Now that medicine doesn't work, so I'm getting nootropics for her. I went ahead and talked to the school to get a counselor, to get an in-house counselor to talk to her. On top of that, I'm having an outside therapist that she's seeing. We went to see her yesterday. You know, I'm making sure that she's exercising. I'm making sure that she's going to the doctor for weight. I'm making sure that she's eating right here, that she's not having any goof-ups, right? So from my end, it's not an extreme. Yeah, are we going to theater shows? No, we're not going to theater shows. Are we going to have friends come over? Are you going to have friends? Nope, because you're doing that in school. You're doing that full-time in school, having a blast, because you're obviously not bringing in the grades. You're not trying. When you get F's and D's in sixth grade, we all know this, guys. Like, the kids are not even trying. She's fucking goofing off. And what I try to tell mom was like, look, I don't want to build this thing of self-victimization. My daughter is a master at being able to manipulate parents. She did it for me for a long time. I love that little girl. She's the only child. She's spoiled. So she knows what buttons to hit to get you on her side. And as a parent, you have to, the way I've done it, and I'm not talking bad about anybody else. I'm just talking about me. I'm just saying for myself, you have to remind yourself that you have to teach your daughter, your child, that life is about consequences, right? Like, she wants to be in theater and an actor and a singer. That's great. But many of those people, guess what? They graduated high school. They finished. And it's not unusual for them to go to college, to go to a theater school. Right? So she's wanting to be something, but yet she's not wanting to do her part, which is being able to go to school and at least get a high school diploma. I know my child. Look, my child ain't going to be no valedictorian. God bless her heart. She's smart. She's intelligent. She has a great memory. But when it comes to the academics, we all know that the guys, the people that are academics, I get this all the time. I used to see this all the time, is that people that you want, people that are A's and B's students, they're going to be great workers. The managers, the bosses, the guys are the C students, the D students, right? The dropouts. And but they don't drop out after, you know, they don't drop out before high school. They don't drop out in sixth grade, right? That's my point to her, is that, you know, and I was trying to tell her when she was wanting to talk to me about, you know, she needs to see her friends. And I'm saying, she's seeing her friends in school all day. And guess what? I bet you if you talk to any of those parents that she wants to go see, if their child was getting D's and F's all throughout the day, those parents would not reward their kid with doing the things they want to do. And that's the shift that I had to make as a parent, that I had to realize, hey, you know what? I have to teach her. I have to help her understand that there's consequences. And I've been having conversations with her. Like, look, I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm not going to even be disappointed. As long as you try, as long as you're showing me you're trying, as long as you're emailing teachers, as long as you're trying to do your part, okay? And you're doing your very best to, I don't want to see zeros. I don't want to see incomplete. I don't want to be told by the teacher that you haven't turned stuff in because you've been busy walking around the hallways with your friends shooting the shit, right? So, and these are things that when you're on an island and you're the only one that believes this, you're the only one that's trying to implement this, it's me against the world. It's me versus everybody. You know, it's like that shirt, the shirt versus everybody. But it's not like a versus thing, because it's not like there's an adversarial element to it with co-parenting or with, you know, what other household she goes to or whatever other grown-up she's around. It's more of saying that for us, we have to teach her. And as hard and as painful as it is to see her not being happy, she has to understand that there's consequences to your actions. And you just can't be happy and jolly, because what I'd be doing, if I was to say, okay, you can get F's and D's, I believe in you, let's go get ice cream, I believe in you, let's go to the theater show, let's go have a sleepover at friend's house, have some friends come over, let's have a party, have a good time. You're, as a parent, I believe I'm enabling my child to continue on her path that she's doing in school. And you have to, you know, and I don't know, I may be totally wrong. My daughter may come back or later on, I'm like, Dad, you were never supportive. I'm like, I don't know how else I can be supportive when I'm taking you to the doctors for your medications because you want to be more alert in school and be focused, okay? I'm giving you that. I'm giving you a therapist. I'm giving you a counselor in school. I'm trying to have people, I'm having her theater teachers talk to her about school, which I have. I've had just so anybody I can get her to talk about school and the importance of it. My goal is that something sticks. Something helps her switch the light bulb. But I also understand that I cannot continue to perpetuate and condone the parenting rewards when she's not doing her part. And now, you know, she's not wanting to stay with me. Now she's not wanting to hang out. Because guess what? She's paying. You reap what you sow, baby girl. In life, it's going to be like that. When you're a grown-up, you know, you're going to reap what you sow. And you're going to be kicking yourself. You're going to have regret. I should have done this. I should have done that. And I don't want to beat it in you. I don't want to be like a militant dad, because I know that costs rebellion, in my opinion. But it's understanding the reality of what I'm trying to accomplish is helping you understand, not about you getting all A's. Just give me C's. Give me C's. I even let you give me a D, right? I can't tell her that because she'll fucking go ape shit. But it's like just all C's. And show that you're trying. Because I know, we all know when teachers know you're trying, they give you the benefit of the doubt. They know that you're trying to learn. But when I know, when you're acting like this, it lets me know that you're not trying to face your mirror. Meaning you're looking in the mirror and you realize that, man, you know what? I have been fucking up. Now this has caught up to me. Now I'm in jeopardy of having to repeat the sixth grade all over again. Or having to go to summer school, which means that I'm not going to be able to go to theater camp. And that's something that it's on her. You know, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to, as a parent, I can't sleep at night knowing that I'm taking her out for ice cream when she's totally obese for her age and weight, right? I can't continue, you know, and everyone keeps stuffing her, right? But nothing I could do. Nothing I can do. All I can do is do my part, and it's not knocking anybody because everyone gives her love. But my role as a parent is to teach her, to help her understand that being happy and being jolly, sometimes you got to get down and work. Sometimes you have to put in a little bit of effort. Sometimes in life, when life is going to kick you in the balls, whether it's with love, whether it's with people, work, whatever it is, like, life is not going to be pretty. So we have to help her understand that if you don't do your part, guess what? You can't manipulate yourself into getting what you want. You can with certain people, but that's not a skill set I'm trying to build. I'm trying to build the skill set of you do your part, you make your effort, because guess what? When you have, when you're a grown up and you have a mortgage, you can't complain about, well, I'm not getting paid at work. The bank is going to be like, fuck you, pay me. You don't have a job? Fuck you, pay me. You're going through some tough times? Fuck you, pay me. And you can, and then you can cry about it and be like, the bank doesn't want to help me out. And this job, you know, and we could blame the world, but at the end, it starts with you. It starts with, did you give a great effort? Did you try your best at that job? Did you try? Did you find other options, right? And when you're sitting there and complaining and venting about it's everyone's fault, but your own, as far as not doing your part, then that's going to fall back on my parenting. And I realized that I've created a bad habit for many years, and I'm trying to unwind it. And it may take time, and I get that. And I told her, and I'll leave with this, is that, you know, I told her, if she fails, it's okay. If you fail, it's okay. If you don't go to theater camp, it's okay. At the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do, right? And I just can't condone it as a parent. I can't condone her habits. And when she comes in here into the House of Minnow, she is like a person that fucking doesn't want to come here, and it's unhappy, and it's letting the whole world, she's unhappy coming over here. And I get it. But at the end, someone has to hold her accountable. Someone has to remind her that, hey, we're doing this because you're not being the child, or you're not giving the effort that we're expecting from you. We're not asking a lot from you. We're not. We're not asking for all A's. We're not asking for perfect attendance. We're not asking for any of that. I'm just asking for you to try in school, to not have zeros, to not have work incomplete, to show up, do your part. And you can only sell it to me for so much because I already know how you are. You've been doing this since first grade, my dear. So I just know that as it get older, it doesn't get any easier, right? And I get it. So it'll be interesting. This is an interesting stage in parenting, for sure. And we haven't even hit puberty. Yeah. Hey. She know my name like Alicia. She ride around with a freezer. She aim it right at your season. Right at your season. Right at my number, didn't wanna be.